one time say, He will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt Him. He'll bring you out.
Here we go.
Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know.
He has great thoughts of you, so don't give up, he's got your breakthrough.
Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like the pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, cause it's not all in vain, no. That brought me to my knees. Until His loving kindness lifted me. He put His arms around me from the sin and shame. So we are here. The God we serve is loving. And if you need a witness,
just look at
it. That's right. Is that all right? He will take care of you. Just clap your hands right there.
He will take care of you.
Uh-huh. I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I think it's all right.
Come on.
Clap your hands.
La 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 la.
I think it's all right.
Hit it with it.
Yeah.
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 Welcome, family, to Man Up the Movement with myself, Pastor E, here live at the Now Network studio. And yes, the foundation has been set. We are calling all men to join this discussion. Let's keep it real. Oh, yes, we will do better. And we will discover the truth. And let's discover the truth now. Man Up the Movement simply means now is my time to fight. Taking personal responsibility for my own life. No longer relying on my own personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I'm walking in purpose with God, and I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Yes, I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Jesus Christ. And today is the day that I will man up. Woo! Glory be to God. And welcome tonight to Man Up the Movement. And yes, we are excited to have another opportunity to connect and to bond with each and every one of our covenant partners. But most importantly, that we come together on one accord, that God's will is done. And I don't know if someone may have said later or possibly sometime. I am saying God's will being done right now, that we men step up, that we show the gratitude of Jesus that for everything that's been done. I know I'm not the only one that has been pulled out of miry clay. I know I'm not the only one that has been through some things that have experienced some stuff, and know that without him, we would not be here having this conversation on this evening. We talk about brotherly love. We talk about loving one another as each as ourselves. We talk about being able to trust. Oh, trust is a very, 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 very dynamic word, but it's also a very cautious word when it comes to us brothers. Because we haven't found that entity or that situation where we really learn how to love, and not because of what someone can do or what someone has or what's available, but because God has called us to brotherhood. And not just simple, but the love of brotherhood. We're going to talk about a couple of things tonight. I'm going to open the lines very, very soon, early tonight. There's some things that I want to set the standard, get the foundation set on the love of brotherhood. And knowing that it takes that strength in each and every one of us, that we know that we're here for a purpose, to really love each other. Some people say, what is brotherhood? Brotherhood, simple answer is, it's the congregation of hood, excuse me, sisterhood or brotherhood. But in this case, the congregation, not the organization, not the leadership, not the formation, but the congregation of hood. Some people say, well, Pastor E, now you're going to the hood. Yes, we must stay in the hood, but let's talk about brotherhood. The congregation. Congregation is a gathering. Congregation is a coming together. Congregation is willing to come together and say, you know what? Nobody's in charge. Jesus is on the throne. Jesus is in control. Jesus is the one who gives us life, and we have to, excuse me, accept that and walk into that hood life. Come on, can we talk about some hood life tonight? I know I got some hood folks on the line, but can we talk tonight about that hood life, that brotherhood, where we congregate, where we learn to trust, where we really lean not on our own understanding, but acknowledge God in all our ways, that we can really treat each other as God would have us to be treated. Yes, I can be the head and not the tail. Yes, I can do all of I can memorize the credo, but am I doing it for myself or am I doing it for the hood? Oh yeah, we're changing some things around here tonight on Man Up the Movement. That the hood is the brotherhood. It's not the hood in your city, your state, or around the corner. No, it's the hood that we're going to develop. That means we will congregate with one another's. I want to read a scripture tonight. First Peter, second chapter, and in the 17th verse, one simple verse. It says, honor all people. Love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Watch this. This is real simple. This one verse. Honor all people. So first of all, let's just get it out there, is that the reason why we're manning up is that we honor all people. The brotherhood is put in formation that we can assist, direct, and help others to honor all people. Then when you honor, the next level is love. It says, love the brotherhood. What is the brotherhood? The congregation of like-minded believers saying, you know what? I am willing to submit. Not to you and you not to me, but I am willing to submit to God. Now, you remember I said in the beginning, it was the love, the brotherhood. Well, if you know love, you know who? You know God. So if I know God, I know love, and I know anything that comes after must be dealt with through love. You may be going through a situation today, and you can, you know, I'm not gonna throw anybody on the bus today, but I witnessed something today. Someone that could have thrown bricks. It could have complained. It could have said, why me? It said, but they still operated in love. Do you know that love is the unifying principle in every area of our lives? Hate will come up. Discord will come up. But how will we react? Will it be because of the essence that we dwell in? Or is it because of that self that we abide by? Side note, number one, love better be involved or nothing will come of it. Well, how do I love a job? You better love going to a job. How do I love losing a job? You better love losing a job. Oh, I learned some lessons today by watching someone in action. You know that old saying, actions speak louder than words? Oh, my God. When you can sit there and see it, even when you provoked it a little bit. Oh, let's do this, this, this. And they still sit there and say, no, love. See, that's God moving in you. Talking to myself, I'm talking to you also. But that is God moving in me. Watch this. Honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Number one. Then what's the next step? Fear God. Now, fear in God is reverence. A lot of people call people reverend. I'll be like, oh, don't call me Reverend, just call me Edward. Because there is only one reverence or one reverend, and that is God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, Jesus, and God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and God, God, Holy Ghost, and Jesus. They're one. It is the same. One reverence to fear God. See, fearing God is not being scared. Oh, I'm sorry, that was hood talk. It's not being scared. It is being in a position of honor, respect, and reverence. See, we could go on to a whole other side sermon here about worship. Worship ain't you raising your hands and clapping and stomping your feet. Worship is when you totally, extravagantly, exonerately just worship him. Oh, I know my come on, y'all. My English teachers, leave me alone right now. Let me go on and move in these words of love, of expression of how much I love my Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come on earth, when now as it is in heaven. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor. Oh my God, when you honor the King, that means everything you do for him. Not just church, not just service, not just this broadcast, but everything you do to honor him, my brother. See, the brotherhood. Let's talk about some brotherhood stuff. See, Peter, he wrote this to the Christians. They were living in under intense abuse. Peter called them pilgrims, if you go a little bit farther back, to acknowledge the suffering that was their condition in life. Verse 6 in chapter 1 tells us that they were being grieved by various trials. The next verse says that they were being tested by fire. Later in 1 Peter, the apostle says that they were being reproached for the name of Christ, chapter 4, verse 14. But now, when you are suffering persecution because the activity of your faith and of the faith in God, you got to know what you need. You got to know what the brotherhood is calling. The one thing you need is comfort and hope that God is going to come through. You need assurance of your faith that is well grounded, that it's already done. See, as we acknowledge with all of the responsibilities that comes along with the duties and the demands of being a Christian, we know that there is always going to be opposition. Suffering ain't easy. Suffering is hard. Some people say, oh, just go through. The suffering is still hard, but will you suffer the situation or will you rejoice? Watch this. In the relation, will you rejoice in the congregation. See, hope means those things that you cannot see. Hope means stuff that's not proven. Hope is something that you are expecting. What did he say about that expecting end, that expected end in Jeremiah? But you better believe that obedience, my brother, my sister. I know we got some sisters on here tonight. That God is looking for us to honor. God is looking for us to love. God is looking for us to fear, reverence. And God is looking for us to honor. You see how he started with honor and he ended with honor? Somebody jumped up, spit around and said, because now I understand what brotherhood, what sisterhood is all about. See, you're going to submit to something. I say this all the time. You will mind somebody. Why not just go on and submit and mind God? Then brotherhood, that communion, that congregation of hood comes together. What is love? You know, agape. What is agape? It's that keep moving love. Keep loving love. That love you just because. That love you just when you didn't even deserve it. See, that's that active goodwill of love that not my physical heart, but my emotional, spiritual heart can now look for the good welfare of you. See, we start when we obey the gospel. See, you'll keep doing what you practice. And yes, it's only by God, God's love, God's way. See, the brotherhood doesn't take control of the brother. It says, I love you all brothers as I love the brotherhood. Come on, sisters, you can get with it too. Don't consider the one, consider the many. And you know, watch this. It's your responsibility to love with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your spirit. Oh, my God. See, love is transferred from God. When you love him as he loved us, now we can now transfer that love to others that can experience love. And they'll sit around and like, why are you trying to, why you don't even know me? Why are you loving me? Because he loved me and he didn't even know me. Yes, he formed me. Yes, he called me, but he didn't know me when I was in my darkness. He pulled me out my darkness to bring me into his light. That now we can be dedicated, yes, to the order, to the assignment of love. Number one thing that is a demand for us to love the brotherhood is that we must get beyond the first impression. I know a lot of us don't even deal with each other just because of that first impression. You know how we are, brothers. We don't like nobody to do this, do that. I'm not going to put labels on that. You know how we are when somebody tells us about ourselves. You know, we want to hang up, don't listen. We don't want to take it in. But when we learn to strategically communicate with one another, we can now know it's not about the first impression, it's about the lasting impression. Number two, to be committed to the order of the brotherhood, you have to be willing to self-sacrifice. This could go so far. This could go so, you know, if you look at this and say, wow, look at this principle that I can take in my marriage. I can take it to work. I can take it to my children. The brotherhood love will now spread because you first know there's order. You know, there's self-sacrifice. And you remember how I said before, as you let this mind, you got to let brotherly love continue. It starts with you, it finishes with you, and it continues with you. I cannot, you cannot, and none of us can remind or push the other to do something that you want us to do. But we have to do what God has called us to do. Romans 12 and 10, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. James 2, 14, 16, it says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to him, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for their body, what good is it? John 15, 13, greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friend. Go on and put brother in there. John 13, 34, and 35, a new commandment I say to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Stop trying to overtake and stop trying to outdo. Hebrews 13, 1 again, let brotherly love continue. Ecclesiastes 4, 10 and 12 says, for if they fall, one will lift up his fellow brother, but woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him, and threefold a cord is not quickly broken. Oh, we need each other. We have to stand together. 1 Samuel 18 and 1. As soon as he has finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Jesus says, love one another as yourself with your own soul. 1 Peter 2, 17, we read that already. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God and honor the king. Proverbs 17, 17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. See, you need me just like I need you. 1 John 4, 20, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has not seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. Oh, that's going to touch somebody there, because people we see every day, I can't stand him, but I love God that you haven't seen. That is a lie, and the truth is not in it. The word says, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. Brotherhood. Something that we need to talk more about, because there's some things going on in our communities, and there's some issues I'm going to bring up here as we transition to the topic tonight. Topic I want to talk about tonight is the genocide of our communities. The genocide of our race. The genocide of our men. What's the definition of genocide? It's the deliberate killing of a large group of people, especially those of a particular ethnic group or nation. Genocide, the deliberate killing of large groups of people, especially those of a particular ethnic group or nation. Do you know right now that there's a statistic going around that there are 1.5 million black men lost? Now, some people would say, oh, man, they're killing our people. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. There's murders daily. Right now, someone just was killed in our society. Someone just lost their life in our communities and in our hoods. But the statistics say that 1.5 million, and this was done by Upshot Analysis, For every 100 black women in this age group living outside of jail, there are only 83 black men. Among whites, the equivalent number is 99, and that's an uneven number. But why are our black men missing? Why is the brotherhood so weak? First, because of jail and incarceration. Secondly, between death from gang violence or street activity. From the age groups of 25 to 54, most of our brothers are either dead or incarcerated. Yes, I was one. You were one. Yes, we came through. But what happened with the ones we're leaving behind? Have we really looked at that it's time for us to go to work about brotherhood and really stepping out of just wanting people to say amen to a message or to just follow us or to listen to us? Isn't it really time to start doing something drastic about our community? And yes, through a life of violence, through a life of sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but don't you know that the wages of crime is also death also? And it's up to us, brothers, me and you, all of us, sisters, you too, for us to start speaking up loudly. We invited some men to come on tonight and talk about this tragedy in our communities and in our homes and all around. See, we have many callers on tonight, but I don't see any of those that were invited. But if you would like to get into this conversation, and yes, we are open for all to get involved. I thought one of my brothers was here, but he hung up. We're looking for him to come back. But in all of that, we want to talk about it. We want to commit to do better about it. We want to step up about it. And not for any acknowledgement, but just for the simple fact that we're going to do better at helping the brotherhood. Oh, yes, the brotherhood. We're going to start something that's never, ever, ever, ever been done before. And we want to allow God to manifest like never, ever before. Through us, for us, that everyone else could have the same right to the tree of life. And that we can all see that gratitude of Calvary, that we can all see the gratitude of going through, that we can all see the gratitude of what this is really about. We must do better. We must call it out. We must do things that are unorthodox. We must step up so God can move on our behalf. And he can be glorified, magnified, and lifted up. Go ahead and dial 1 right now if you'd like to get in this conversation. If you would like to, if you need prayer, if you're one on here that have heard something encouraging and you want to know more, dial 1. We have a green room. We take you over and fellowship with you. But we want you to be heard tonight, and we want to definitely give you the opportunity. I know we've been getting a lot of backlash over not opening up the lines. And for a season, we didn't. But in this season, we want to act accordingly and be obedient to God, that as he says move, we move with him. And as we speak, we speak up. And as he wants from us, we give him exactly what he is calling from us, that we speak up. Man up. Yes, yes, yes. The foundation has been set. And yes, the brotherhood of love is available to you as it is to me. Amen. Well, I see we don't have any callers that dialing in, and that's no problem. We're going to definitely go forward with that. We thank you so much for joining us. We pray that you are blessed by this word tonight and the kicking off of the brotherhood. Oh, yes, it's going to get better. And yes, more are going to get involved, and God is going to definitely get the glory. But in this season right now, we are going to kick this thing off and re-energize man up, that we get back together and start doing what God has called us to do. Minister Terry, I know you always have a shout out. How are you, woman of God? Welcome to the broadcast.
Good evening, family. Good evening, Pastor E. I'm listening. You know, this is Man Up the Movement, and I love the brotherhood of love. And I was just listening to you about the genocide of our race. And, you know, it's going on, Pastor E. You said it. Most of them are dead, are incarcerated. And I thank you for, you know, giving me that vision of that ministry, which I've been doing, reentry ministry, because a lot of them, when they've been incarcerated so long, when they come back, they have to have that mind renewed and so in Christ and walking in the steps, you know, and he's following his steps, you know. So I'm listening, you know, I'm just listening to them because man up, you know, and the men and also, you know, the women are doing the sisterhood, but the men of the movement, the men, it's so many of them are pestering. They're getting out and they're making the same mistake over and over. So, you know, I'm coming to you with this reentry ministry as I need help. And they come home so I can direct them to you so you can give them a lot of guidance on that through the word of God. Amen.
Let's do it.
We're going to do it. You know, I need some more brochures, too, because I've been mailing, and then different ones inside are needing them also. So,
okay. Well, I have a stack for you. I have a stack for you for sure.
Amen.
God bless you so much for being so
too,
committed.
Family.
God bless you, guys.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? And like I said, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus tonight, but I do want to give everybody the opportunity to speak out, to, you know, shout out. Or if you had a comment that you would like to share, go ahead and dial one right now. Other than that, we're going to close out and we're going to give God all the honor and glory for what he's done. We're going to pray right now for peace and for strength of the brotherhood, for the reentry program and the reentry ministry that's being birthed right now, that as God is moving, he is moving on our behalf, that we can do what he's called us to do. And it's time to do it when now. So Heavenly Father, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your instructions, Lord. And we thank you for your principles that, Lord, we can love one another and we can have a brotherhood, a sisterhood, a familyhood, that we trust you, Lord, that where there are one, two or three gathered in your name, you are in the midst of the hood. So we thank you tonight. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for every listener that will come and listen to the archives. We thank you for every listener that is on the internet right now listening. We just thank you, God, that we're getting it. And finally, we'll be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. We glorify you, we magnify you, we lift you up. In your son Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement said, amen. God bless you, family. Join us tomorrow for Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E. That will be at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Launching, yes, Finishing Strong is going to be launching on Sunday evenings. We're still working on some finalization of that. But the Lord spoke to me this morning about getting over the hump and pressing over the hump. We're going to kind of blend them in together and bring back some of those steps and principles that we were really, really fellowshipping on weekly, helping us to go to the next level. So join me tomorrow for Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E, 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 9 p.m. in your respected time zone. God bless you. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Oh, and most of all, beautifully made by God, in Jesus' name. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.